shrewdly seen that his reputation for research among planters' punch recipes, varieties of poker, and the psychology of girl stenographers might cause his defeat by the church people, so he had contented himself with coaxing to the gubernatorial shearing a trained ball lamb of a country schoolmaster whom he had gaily led on a wide blue ribbon. The state was certain that he had given it a good administration, and they knew that it was Buzz Windrip who was responsible, not the governor. Windrip caused the building of impressive highroads and of consolidated country schools. He made the state buy tractors and combines and lend them to the farmers at cost. He was certain that someday America would have vast business dealings with the Russians and, though he detested all Slavs, he made the state university put in the first course in the Russian language that had been known in all that part of the West. His most original invention was quadrupling the state militia and rewarding the best soldiers in it with training in agriculture, aviation, and radio and automobile engineering. The militiamen considered him their general and their god, and when the state attorney general announced that he was going to have Windrip indicted for having grafted $200,000 of tax money, the militia rose to Buzz Windrip's orders as though they were his private army and, occupying the legislative chambers and all the state offices, and covering the streets leading to the Capitol with machine guns, they herded Buzz's enemies out of town. He took the United States senatorship as though it were his manorial right, and for 6 years, his only rival as the most bouncing and feverish man in the Senate had been the late Huey Long of Louisiana. He preached the comforting gospel of so redistributing wealth that every person in the country would have several thousand dollars a year. Monthly Buzz changed his prediction as to how many thousand, while all the rich men were nevertheless to be allowed enough to get along on a maximum of $500,000 a year. So everybody was happy in the prospect of Windrip's becoming president. The Reverend Dr. Edgerton Schlemmel, Dean of St. Agnes Cathedral, San Antonio, Texas, stated, once in a sermon, once in the slightly variant mimeographed press handout on the sermon, and seven times in interviews, that Buzz's coming into power would be like the heaven-blessed fall of revivifying rain upon a parched and thirsty land. Dr. Schlemmel did not say anything about what happened when the blessed rain came and kept falling steadily for 4 years. No one, even among the Washington correspondents, seemed to know precisely how much of a part in Senator Windrip's career was taken by his secretary, Lee Sarasun. When Windrip had first seized power in his state, Sarasun had been managing editor of the most widely circulated paper in all that part of the country. Sarasun's genesis was and remained a mystery. It was said that he had been born in Georgia, in Minnesota, on the east side of New York, in Syria, that he was pure Yankee, Jewish, Charleston Huguenot. It was known that he had been a singularly reckless lieutenant of machine gunners as a youngster.